You're listening to the Simply Vegan podcast with me, Holly Johnson, editor of the UK's only vegan magazine, Vegan Food and Living. Before we get started, I have a quick favour to ask. We need your support to help our podcast keep running. So if you enjoy this episode, please leave us a review and share on your socials. The more that people listen, the more compassion we spread to the world. And if you'd like to try out our magazine for just 99p, head to veganfoodandliving.com/podcast. It's packed with delicious plant-based recipes and expert articles on nutrition, sustainable living and vegan ethics. Today, I'm joined by my co-host and Vegan Food and Living's art editor, Deborah Butler, as we discuss easy ways to reduce food waste. Like, something awful just happened. My daughter just ate chicken by accident. She's been vegan for 6 years.
Oh,
I know. She was crying and said, she was like saying that she felt like she'd just swallowed a dead bird, and it was gonna be I know.
Oh, no.
So I'd done some Wicked Kitchen Tesco fillets last night with like jacket potato and slaw and some other bits, and then my son had had these frozen chicken fillet things. And they looked exactly the same, but she was eating it, and I came down and she said, "Mum, that chicken that was left, was that vegan?" And I was like, "No." And then she literally just burst into tears. She was just like, "Oh my God, oh my God."
Oh no, poor thing.
I know, it was horrible. But it was
a genuine mistake, wasn't it? Yeah. It was a genuine mistake.
It's just a bit of a shock, isn't it?
Yeah, and she's going to be upset, I think.
After not eating it for so long. But anyway, let's talk about your birthday. So, happy 50th.
Thank you very much.
Tell us all about it. So you went to Mowgli's in Bristol.
Yes. Yeah, that was amazing. You get a vegan menu separately from the normal menu.
Oh, that's good. Menu.
So I went in and had a children's menu for Monty, and then me and Simon had a vegan menu, and everything on it was obviously vegan. And what I thought was really good about it was they do Indian food really well. It's not like poncy Indian food. It's like a really good
authentic
roti, a really good dal, a really good, yeah, authentically warming. And it was absolutely gorgeous. Really, really good. Lots of different things to eat. We couldn't, you know, when you get a vegan menu, at once in a blue moon, you're looking at it thinking, I don't know what to choose. Yeah. I've got so much. You want to get one of everything.
It's too much to deal with. Us vegans need just like literally five options, and that's a lot for us to cope with.
Five options is a lot, yeah. Because normally it's like a cauliflower curry or a falafel burger, yeah. And then you just have one of those. Yeah. And you just look at the menu like that and go, right, I'll have that.
It's always cauliflower, isn't it? Cauliflower or sweet potato. It's like so many vegetables. Yeah. Pubs and restaurants always choose to go with those two.
I don't really know why, but yeah, or a three bean chili.
Oh,
which
God.
Actually is really nice anyway.
It is nice,
but there is a lot of them.
But you don't want to eat it when you're out.
No,
like that's
you don't.
That's literally like a Monday night cheap meal, isn't it? Delicious, but yeah
it's not something you want to choose at a you know, posh restaurant.
No, definitely not for your 50th birthday either.
No, free bean chili. We had these things called yogurt chats, C-H-A-T, but it was yogurt. But it was obviously vegan yogurt. They were in like a very thin, crispy coating, like a very thin pastry. And you have to put them in your mouth at the same time and let them melt, because the waiter said, don't bite into them because you're going to get your husband covered in yogurt because they explode. You said, I've got to tell everyone to put them in your mouth and in a one whole mouthful and let them melt in your mouth. They were heaven. I could just eat those every day of my life. They were absolutely heaven. Beautiful food. It was great food. Yeah, really nice. So if anyone gets a chance to go there, go.
It's a chain, isn't it? So they've got them all over the UK. They've got them in London, one in Liverpool, and quite a few different locations. And you kind of sit on a, well, you can choose to sit on a swing, can't you? Which is really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved the swing. Monty loved sitting on the swing. Simon was a bit too sort of, he's quite broad-shouldered, so he was trying to
he's
eat.
He's like falling like off. Yeah. I think it would annoy me, but in terms of like getting kids to try, you know, because they want something a bit different and quirky, don't they? And if you say, oh, we're going to go and have an Indian and a vegan Indian, like I'd imagine a lot of kids would be like, oh, I don't want that. I want sausage and mash or whatever. So it's kind of a way in.
Exactly. And there's all little bits and bobs, isn't there? It's all like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And of course, kids don't ever sit still, but if they're on the swing, at least they're sort of, you know, it sort of helps them to move but stay still at the same time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, we were going to talk about food waste, weren't we, today? So this comes off the back of it being a Food Waste Action Week recently, and also a graph that I was sent, like a chart, bar chart, what's it called?
Yeah.
It just shocked me a little bit.
Yeah, it's the top 20 high impact climate actions for households and individuals. And the top one, the top two, are far larger than anything else. And they are reduced food waste and plant-rich diets. So the data presented represents cumulative G2CO2, which is GQ is gigatons. And that's a billion tons, I think.
Right.
So it's reduced food waste is 103.1 billion tons over a 30-year period.
And then plant...
That's how I read it.
Yeah, and then a plant-rich diet is 102.2, so it's just below.
Yes.
So these are the biggest things you can do to impact climate change. And then it kind of goes down the scale. So you've got... by insulation, but it drops off massively, doesn't it? So insulation is 18.5 compared to like over 100. Insulation 18.5, LED lighting 15.7, public transport 15.4, and it just goes down, recycling, and then at the bottom it's using recycled paper 1.4. So if you're thinking about, you know, if you're not vegan and you're vegan curious, then you know, yeah, definitely start eating the plants and start reducing your food waste. But I know most of our listeners are already vegan. So, amazing to think that you can make even more of an impact by addressing your food waste. What are some of the things that you do? Because I know you're like super organized, aren't you?
I always try and cook a batch for double the amount of people, and then I freeze half of it. So if I've got friends coming around, I'll cook enough for eight and then freeze the other four portions, or I use them up the next day. And also I go to the supermarket nearly every day, but only to buy two or three things.
Yeah, so you don't do a big shop, do you?
I don't do a big shop. I hate a big shop. I cannot think of anything worse than waking up on a Saturday and thinking, right, I need to get my car out, I need to get all my bags sorted, have a list, and think about what I'm cooking for the next week. I don't want to spend my time doing that. I think it's a waste of time. So I've got a blackboard in my house, in my kitchen, and it's got Monday to Sunday. And then each day I write something, and it'll be something like either pasta, rice, quinoa, a tortilla wrap, nachos, something with those sort of carbs on. And then I'll have like my protein, which will be soya chunks, seitan, tempeh, tofu, fake meat, beans. All of that sort of stuff. Beans, lentils. And then I have like the vegetables that are going to go with it. And normally I don't look at recipe and think, oh, I haven't got any sugar snap peas, I better go and get some. I'll think, oh, I got a bit of broccoli in the that's moulding at the bottom of the fridge that I can just about save for a few more hours, chop it up and chuck it in. I hate food waste. I absolutely hate food waste. But I think it's because when I grew up in my generation, we were always told to eat everything on our plate. And that's something that I, you know, up until probably the 80s or 90s, kids were told to eat everything on their plate, and it was because, oh, think of the kids in Africa, not got any food. And that's fair enough. Don't cook too much food. Buy only what you're going to use. And if you don't eat it all, put it in the fridge and have it the next day. I mean, I've had cold lasagna for breakfast before.
Ew.
Yes, I have. I mean, I'm not suggesting anyone do that, but, you know, please just use up what you've got. Don't. I hate food waste. It really annoys me. And because Monty's 6 years old, I don't want to force him to eat stuff I've cooked for him. And if he doesn't want to eat it, I'll try and save it for the next day. But like a half-eaten roll, he won't want to eat the other half the next day. So I do have to kind of put it in the food bin and go, there's not anything I can do about that. Because yeah. It's a chicken sandwich. He eats chicken. And if it's got chicken in it, I'm not even going to eat it.
No.
So I just have to go, that's all a little bit beyond my control in a way. Because you can't force kids to eat food. So I just try and buy what I'm going to use. And I hate, yeah, like I say, I hate food waste.
Yeah, it is really hard with kids, isn't it? It's like when my son comes back from school and he's left like, you know, some grapes and half an apple, and it's just like, am I actually gonna like take that? You know, it's been to school, I don't know what's happened to it. Has it been touched by,
yeah,
you know, fingers, little fingers, or dropped on the floor, yeah, or whatever? So that's a tricky one. But we've got an issue of the magazine, haven't we, Vegan Food Living, coming up, that looks at meal planning and how it can help, yes, with things like food waste. And I think if you are more organized, then you're less likely to let that broccoli languish in the bottom of the vegetable tray or whatever, let your carrots go all bendy. And so I think that does help. And like you say, just adapt recipes. So rather than thinking, oh no, I can't cook that because I don't have peas, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can just chuck something else in, like being flexible. My mum really struggles with that. She'll be like, oh, but I don't have any cumin. And I'm like, well, just Google what is a good replacement for cumin, or use a different spice. Yeah. You know, it doesn't have to be exact, which is different for baking, isn't it? I know with baking, you have to sort of stick with amounts and the exact ingredients, which is why I don't bake. But in terms of like making meals, then, you know, just chuck it all in and kind of.
A lot of the recipes I do, I wing them. I don't. It's something I've done before. And because I've cooked the same thing over and over again, I get a bit bored with it. And then I just think, oh, I'm going to put roast potatoes with that instead. And I'm going to have the sauce on top. Or you don't have to be a chef or a cook. You don't have to have a recipe book. You just get used to what you're cooking and then adapt it to what you've got. And I mean, I'm all for going to Lidl and getting their £1.50 box of vegetables that are nearly, I mean, they really are on their last legs, these vegetables. Like, there's stuff in there. I'm just like, oh, brown bananas. My mum gave me a bunch of brown bananas the other day. And I think there were six, and they were literally, I mean, really soft. I just put two of them in overnight oats for the next day. So I mashed them up when I got home. Simon had one in his protein shake. And then I mashed another one up, put it in the freezer because I'm going to make a banana loaf when I get, I didn't have the time. So just chuck it in the freezer and, you know, just save them when they really are on their last, you know, they're just about to grow something.
They literally turn to like sugar them, don't they? Like, you could just almost see the crystals.
it's the soft fruits that you've got to, you know, that they're not very good when they go mushy.
I think storage as well is so important, like educating yourself on what to store where, because surprisingly, I think a lot of fruits are actually supposed to be kept in the fridge.
Do you know a little hack?
No.
This is what I heard.
Don't know a little hack. So soft. Tell me.
I'll tell you. Might know it. You might know it. But store all your soft fruits like raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, grapes. Store them in glass dishes with a clippable top in the fridge, because if you put them in plastic Tupperware, again, saving plastic Tupperware. Get yourself some jars or glass dishes from IKEA with a clippable top. They last so much longer. Okay. Do it straight away. When you get a tub, when you get some strawberries, wash them under the tap, dry them off, put them in the glass dish and put them in the, with a clippable top and put them in your fridge.
Okay.
They last so much longer.
Okay. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. We have a lot of Tupperware and we, you know, we use it over and over again. So I know, although it's plastic, yeah, we are using it, but there's always sort of a lost lid or some sort of issue, isn't there?
But it's the it's when you get a takeaway, a Chinese or Indian takeaway, you get these, yes, suddenly I've got six more bloody Tupperware, yeah, things. And they're not particularly good at like holding the food in there, but I am not going to throw them out. Yeah. I've got ones that have got broken bits off and I stack them in. I mean, my Tupperware cupboard's a bloody mess, but I stack them with the lids on and I just put them in there. And then I just use them for soups and sauces and stuff. They're not the most prettiest of things, but I won't throw them out. I just,
no,
just hate the thought of, yeah, plastic in the sea.
I always feel quite proud when I've run out of them because I'm like, oh, like I haven't had a takeaway for a while. Running,
oh, out. Yeah.
Well, I don't know where they've gone. Somewhere. They're probably under the kids' beds or something. But
maybe we should all not have takeaways.
Well, yeah.
Nobody buy any takeaways. Yeah. They won't have to. There'll be no more use for those, yeah, plastic Tupperware.
Yeah. There used to be a place in Bristol. I don't know if it's still there, called the Tarley Cafe. And it was all,
oh yes,
do you remember? Are they still there? Still
there.
Going?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's sad. You would take your tiffin, which is the, yeah, metal, like you'd buy the tiffin, wouldn't you? Which is like a stacked metal kind of thing with a handle. So you can attach all different, yeah, compartments. And then, yeah, you'd go along and you'd pay an amount to get it filled. And it would be, this is pre-vegan days, but it would all be vegetarian, vegan anyway. And it was just the most authentic, delicious thing ever, like packed with just spices and vegetables and
beautiful.
Yeah, oh, delicious. That's so sad that they're not there anymore. So we were actually, as a family, went to Bristol last weekend just for a little night away because obviously we used to live there, so it's nice to just go back as like tourists, like once a year. And we went to Turtle Bay, which is a Caribbean restaurant chain. They're all over the country again, in the UK, and so many good vegan options. Like I think Caribbean food really lends itself well, like Indian food, to you know, just being accidentally vegan or whatever. So we had we had Trini doubles, which are like these little like tiny little flatbread things with like these creamy spicy chickpeas. It really was like so packed with flavor. And because it's all like the coconut milk and the chili and whatever else they put in there. And then we had jerk vegan chicken with pineapple chow and rice and peas. Really spicy, but again, like just zingy and just, it sort of satisfies every sort of, you know, every taste bud, you know, it's kind of hits every,
yeah, yeah,
ticks every box. So yeah, that was lovely.
Jerk chicken is one of my favorite meals.
Is it?
When you marinate the jerk paste over the chicken, you obviously use vegan chicken, and then you do that. Yeah, you, yeah, put the we do it in the slow cooker. You put the rice and the kidney beans in the slow cooker with the coconut milk, don't you? And then you let it all marinate, yeah, and oh, it's just, it is one of the best, most comforting meals. It's when you're not feeling very well or when you're feeling a bit down in the dumps. If someone just gave you a bowl of that, you'd be, oh, I feel, yeah, so much better.
Well, do you know what? It's funny you saying that because my daughter's boyfriend is from the Caribbean and he's staying with us and they're actually cooking dinner tonight because my husband's away. And I'm hoping for something that is literally his favourite food. So since coming over here, he's pretty much, and meeting my daughter, he's pretty much gone like veggie vegan, which is amazing.
Oh, great. Yeah.
I know, I'm so excited. But his favourite food is jerk chicken, now vegan, with slaw and rice and peas, literally like what you've just been talking about. So I'm hoping I might get that for tea tonight. So good.
Oh, fingers crossed. Yeah. I've got tonight, I'm having a vegan burger. So it's just a burger that's from the frozen department in Aldi, I think. And it's actually not that processed. It's made of soya and it's got lots of spices in it. And I'm having that in a wrap with salad and vegan mayo. So nice. That'll be quite nice. Quite quick, quite a quick meal.
Yeah, sometimes you just want something like that, don't you? Just something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer wraps as well, like the seeded wholemeal wraps. I prefer them to like thick chunks of white bread. I just think they're healthier and they, with a wrap, you can shove loads of stuff in there and it'll all fall out all over your face.
Delicious.
I love messy eating. I love eating with my fingers. So I'm gonna look forward to that.
That sounds really yummy. Well, we were hoping to get the plant-based health professionals on this week, weren't we? As we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. And by the way, sorry guys for not putting an episode out last week. We just needed a week off, didn't we, basically?
Yeah,
I feel really bad. We tried to get it done.
Yeah.
But yeah, other things got in the way. So apologies for anyone that was waiting for an episode last week. And we were hoping to get the plant-based health professionals on, but they are very busy at the moment doing GP stuff, appointments, helping people, you know, all that jazz. So but next week I thought we could really focus on the health side of things, because you've been doing what is it you've been doing, some sort of course?
I found this woman on Instagram, and she's a vegan. She's about 45. She's been vegan for about 10 years, I think. She's very much into her fitness. She's a PT, and she's got really good recipes. And the course for 6 months was really cheap. And I thought, oh, this sounds good. So I just contacted her and I've gone on to that. And you get weekly workouts, which you can do at home or at the gym. And the recipes are really, really good. There's, you know, breakfasts and lunches and snacks, and you just realize how much you can do with vegan food.
Yeah.
And her thing, because of women over 40, you start to think, you know, perimenopausal, menopausal, it's all about getting your protein up. You want to keep your muscles for as long as possible, you want to keep fit, you want to keep going, you want to live a long life where you haven't got sore joints and sore muscles. That's kind of like the underlying like her ethos sort of thing. So I've been doing that. So I'm about a month into it, and like you say, last week I was so busy I didn't really go to the gym. I went out for a couple of very quick 5k runs. When I say very quick, I mean slow 5k runs. But you know, I had my son at home, and it's been quite a tough week for trying to get my fitness back on track. But it's only a week, and it's only because it's Easter. So, and of course, I had my birthday in the middle of it, so drinking and eating and all of that. But this woman, Vegan Macros 101, she's absolutely brilliant. And I, if you follow her on Instagram, she just seems to have all the answers for how to get as fit as you possibly can. And it's really invigorating, and it just makes you feel great that you're vegan as well.
Yeah, that's
just, every time I watch her, I just go, yes. You know that feeling of like, and also what you were saying about like mental health, when you see things on the telly, on Instagram, or on social media, and it's something that's very upsetting, I sort of feel a bit like wobbly about it, and I feel like, oh, I wish I could do more. But then this, when you see the positive things about it and how good it is for your body, that sways my interest into that part of being vegan. I just think it's a really good balance to kind of try and think about, you know, living longer and being healthier. I did see, did you watch Pignorant at all?
No, I have not watched it. I challenged you to watch it, didn't I?
So I watched it.
Yeah.
Okay. It was absolutely brilliant.
Oh,
because
really?
It's graphic. But I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing because if people have a slight interest in what they're eating and why they're eating it and they watch it, it will turn them vegan.
Do you think people will? Do you think people are watching?
I don't know. But I did post it on Facebook.
Good.
When I watched it.
Well done. Yeah, I challenged you to watch it, didn't I? Because I'm too much of a wimp and I was just like, I can't cope with it. I'm just going to send me over the edge.
But I think the way he's done it, he's an absolute genius. He's brilliant. I've been following on Instagram and I feel really passionate about it. And it's such a, the way he's done it is so well done. You need to have a little bit of footage that's upsetting. You need to move people. You need people to get a bit upset by it because it's happening and it's important for people to see it. So that's why I think it's so good. And, you know, you don't have to watch it. Nobody has to watch it, but it's a real eye opener and it just makes me feel more proud to be vegan.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, done,
Deb. It makes me feel. Well, honestly, I had to watch it in chunks.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it at night. I watched it in the day because I thought if I watch it at night, I might go to bed and have nightmares. So I watched some of it one morning, and then the next morning, I think I watched the next bit, and then I think I watched it in three parts. But yeah, he's amazing, and what he's been through, and all the trolling he's had when he started, you know, being an activist from everybody. Yeah. And I listened to that podcast with him as well.
Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know, so Joey Carbstrong is, I'm sure everyone listening knows who he is, but for anyone who doesn't, he's a vegan activist. He used to be a gang member. I think it's Australia, wasn't it? He's from Australia.
Yeah.
I can't remember the full story. You'll have to go back and listen to the episode. So if you scroll back through, you'll see he was on the podcast and I chatted to him. I think it was like a year ago maybe, and I was pretty scared. I was like, oh my God, he's like really full on activist, but he was amazing and totally like just like you said, so much respect for him and what he does and what he's done with his life. And and he was recently, I'm sure many people have seen in the media, that he was at a pig farm on top of a gas chamber protesting, and he got arrested. So it's worth keeping an eye on what he's up to, because he's certainly out there doing his bit for the animals.
Well, yeah, and also what he's been through has made him the person he is today, because he's had some really tough times, and the reason he's an activist is because he's so passionate about it. And when you look at footage of him when he was younger and in, you know, into drugs and drinking and everything, and you know, he was in he was a gang member, he looks really unhealthy. I mean, he's a chubby, sweaty, you know, he looked like, is that the same man? And then you look at him now and I think, you look like he's vegan. He looks amazing.
He
so
looks
that's
good.
Another
he
reason.
Really good.
To,
yeah.
He's hot.
He is hot.
He's quite hot. Yeah. Holly.
We love you, Joey.
Love you. When you, can I ask you a question? When you find out that a celebrity is vegan, do you sort of find them sexy?
Maybe. Definitely more attractive. Definitely more attractive. Yeah. And do you know what? I can just spot people that are just more compassionate, they're more chatty, they're more kind. Like I was literally in Waitrose earlier and I sort of tried to make, because I'm quite I'm quite chatty. I find things like going,
I chat to anybody
as well, exactly. So I go into the supermarket and I see a situation. So there was a lady struggling with her children, and I was trying to sort of make light of the situation and sort of show her that I understood. So I said, oh, how are the holidays, you know, how are the Easter holidays going? And she just kind of like shot me a side eye and kind of like shuffled the kids around the corner. And I was just like mortified, like, oh my God, I didn't mean to, you know, offend her. And then this lady sort of came, was like there at the same time and kind of like gave me the knowing look, like, oh, you know, that was a nice thing to try and do. And then I go round to the vegan section with all the tofu and the, you know, squeaky bean and all that malarkey, and she's there, and I just looked at her like, I know, I knew it.
The vegans are happier, guys. We're happier. We love life. You know, we're just more kind and happy. We're not miserable and grumpy, are we?
Well, I can't say the same for me. Recently.
Well, it's just work-life balance sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think, you know, sometimes you get pulled over to the dark side where you become an angry vegan.
But
I think generally you can just tell they're just more like, they just want to connect with humanity and want to make a difference. I don't know. It's like the same at the hotel in Bristol. There were two people who had dogs in there, and I got chatting to them, and they were saying that the dogs, you know, they were rescue dogs and everything else. And then I noticed that they were eating the vegan pastries. So I was just like, yes, like they're just, I think a lot of vegans are maybe more open to, you know, just connecting with other people and just trying to, I don't know, just sort of spread a bit of kindness rather than just kind of.
Well, they're going to be compassionate people, aren't they? Yeah. Because of they're trying to do the best for the planet.
Yeah.
Surely they must be compassionate people. And, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I always try and look at the bright side of everything. And, you know, I do talk to people in the supermarket all the time. They think I'm a bit mental, I think. Hello!
No, but I love that. I love that about you. I mean,
but it makes me happy. Yeah. It makes me happy to talk to someone different every day, just to say, "Oh, I like your nails," or something.
Yeah.
Or just
you're spreading, you know, you're spreading then happiness.
It makes me happy. I heard a podcast once, and it was recently, and it said, "Just talk to somebody you don't know every day, a stranger on the street. Just give them a compliment, or just pick up on something they're doing, or." You know, just so that's my little thing that I try and do every day. Even if I get a funny glance, I don't care. Their problem.
Well, we did have a comment on Spotify actually on the last episode, and I need to look up who it was and what they said, but it was a really lovely comment saying that, you know, we've really helped them to keep going. The podcast has really helped them on their journey. So it kind of helps us to keep going in a way, doesn't it, when you hear things like that?
Yeah And it is really inclusive. We want to include everybody. We just want people to sort of know what's going on and kind of just, you know, I mean, I'm all my friends are not vegan. Most of my friends are not vegan, but I'd like to just sort of have a chat about it and sort of, you know, I just think it's really important that people know little snippets here and there. I'm not going to shout at them, but, you know, it's really important just to drop things in there, here and there.
Yeah.
Sort of.
It's planting the seed, isn't it?
Yeah. And sometimes I sort of say, oh, I feel great. I'm so happy and I feel really, really healthy and, you know, and I'm lifting more at the gym and stuff. And I just, bollocks, I'm going to tell everybody. I don't care. But I want it to rub off on other people. I want them to.
It does.
You know,
it's rubbing off on me. I'm like, oh my God, I need to.
Oh, good.
Well, obviously I'm vegan, but I'm like, yeah, I need to be more positive. And
but also remember, because I've been vegan before and then I wasn't, and I've been vegan since January. What is it, April now? I'm still sort of in the early part again.
Yeah.
So I might have these ups and downs, which is inevitable. You know, you're not happy all the time, but there'll be, you know, wobbly moments and upsetting things. And but I just know that I'm doing it for me. I'm not doing it for anyone else.
Yeah.
I'm just doing the best I can for, I want to make a difference.
Yeah.
I want to do my bit, and that's all I can do. I can't force anyone else to do anything else.
No,
so
control the controllables. That's what my friends keep telling me.
Exactly. And know in your heart that you're doing everything you can.
Yeah.
And then you'll sleep better at night.
Yeah. I'm the jaded vegan now. I was you 6 years ago.
Yeah. Give it a few months, I'll be jaded as well.
No, we can't let that happen.
Come on. Keep going.
Yes. We need to keep fighting the good fight. Well, that's it from us for today's show. We'll be back next week talking about our health and fitness journey. So please do join us then.